Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth used one language and had the same words. As they journeyed in the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they settled there. They said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They had brick instead of stone and tar as mortar. They said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach to the sky, and let us make a name for ourselves. If we do not, we will be scattered across the surface of the whole earth." So Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower which the descendants of Adam had built. Yahweh said, "Look, they are one people with the same language, and they are beginning to do this. Soon, nothing that they intend to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they may not understand each other." So Yahweh scattered them from there across the surface of all the earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there Yahweh confused the language of the whole earth, and from there Yahweh scattered them abroad over the surface of all the earth. These were the descendants of Shem. Shem was 100 years old, and he became the father of Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. Shem lived 500 years after he became the father of Arphaxad. He also became the father of other sons and daughters. When Arphaxad had lived 35 years, he became the father of Shelah. Arphaxad lived 403 years after he became the father of Shelah. He also became the father of other sons and daughters. When Shelah had lived 30 years, he became the father of Eber. Shelah lived 403 years after he became the father of Eber. He also became the father of other sons and daughters. When Eber had lived 34 years, he became the father of Peleg. Eber lived 430 years after he became the father of Peleg. He also became the father of other sons and daughters. When Peleg had lived 30 years, he became the father of Reu. Peleg lived 209 years after he became the father of Reu. He also became the father of other sons and daughters. When Reu had lived 32 years, he became the father of Serug. Reu lived 207 years after he became the father of Serug. He also became the father of other sons and daughters. When Serug had lived 30 years, he became the father of Nahor. Serug lived 200 years after he became the father of Nahor. He also became the father of other sons and daughters. When Nahor had lived 29 years, he became the father of Terah. Nahor lived 119 years after he became the father of Terah. He also became the father of other sons and daughters. After Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these were the descendants of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father, Terah, in the land of his birth, in Ur of the Chaldeans. Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, a daughter of Haran, who was the father of Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was barren. She had no child. Terah took Abram his son, Lot the son of his son Haran, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and together they left Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. But they came to Haran and stayed there. Terah lived 205 years and then died in Haran.